Mayor Sitting Borough Wrangell. This would be the second time actually that I've ran. I was originally appointed to fill on unfulfilled term of the mayor at the time, who for medical reasons had to resign.
And why are you running for re-election?
Worked for the city of Wrangell for a long time as a police officer and also as a harbor master. And it's just a way of giving back to the community.
What are some challenges you have faced over the last couple of years as mayor?
I don't see a lot of potential for major growth. Of course, we all know about the timber industry and how that has gone downhill. And any growth we have will be in small little things, like maybe like the Marine Service Center that, you know, that employs several people. That, I guess, that would be a challenge to try to, whatever we can, to encourage businesses, new businesses, to employ people here in Wrangell.
You're mentioning the Marine Service Center, and there is potential for it to expand out to the old mill site. Do you think it is likely the city will move forward with that?
You know, there's so many variables. I couldn't really say for certain on that or even come up with a good estimate. I'd like to see it happen. But the city doesn't own the property first, and that's, you know, that's the first step to see if it's even viable to for the city to do that.
Do you think there's room for Wrangell's maritime industry to grow?
I believe there is a great potential for it to grow. It's kind of a like a snowball. You get started with one thing, and sooner it has these peripheral businesses that will start up to support it. And it's like that with most everything.
With the development happening out at the former Wrangell Institute site, are you in support of the ANSET boarding school being put out there?
Well, you know, I like the concept. I think it's a very good idea, and it seems to be working. But I guess this year will tell the tale. With their program in Palmer, that they have going in Palmer this year with the Palmer School District, and how that works out will tell a lot about how that program is going to develop and actually be. Of course, a boarding school is quite a bit different than what they have there, and I like the idea because it'll bring the young people out of the villages that don't have the opportunity now. Even with ANSEP in Palmer, they can't commute to that village, or from the village to Palmer to go to school. And the boarding school concept would alleviate that issue. And I do support the concept, and I think it's a good program.
If you were reelected, what are some challenges you'd like to take on over the next couple of years?
More jobs. I'd like to see anything, even, you know, a small business. You know, everybody looks for these big businesses, but the majority of your employees are employed in the real small businesses. I say real small, you know, they can be anything like Angerman's to Bob's supermarket. And so, you know, those are what I consider small businesses. And they may employ one or two people, maybe three, or a dozen or more. But they, and add it all up, they provide more opportunity for employment than these large mills and that sort of thing, which we will never see anymore. So, you know, I really support even the smaller businesses, anything that can grow this community.